Yeah, you got to leave that because you don't want to make one change on channel one and have it change for everything. So each one has to have its own personality. That's why there's 16 personalities for the 16 first FTP zones. As far as, man, I'm really running into it today. Good grief. Anyhow, so those 16 got to stay. Then I think I had three more after that. I had two digitals and a general analog. And, you know, anything I pre-programmed that wasn't FTP went in the either one of those three. And the reason I got two Astro personalities is because one of them is just talk group one, you can't change it, and the other one has selectable talk groups. And you may not care to have the locked talk group one, but I found it handy to have one that was just locked. I wouldn't ever have to worry about it being somewhere else. I could just roll to that channel and it was guaranteed to be on talk group one local. But we don't really run talk groups, so right now it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. And it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like using DMR IDs for the radio ID. At least the one you sent me kind of looks like one.
Yes. Yeah, just switch that out for your DMR ID, and the call sign was in it. I think that was Bob's code plug, W8SDF. So just, you know, replace your code plug, replace your, you know, your ID, and then, you know, it should be all set. The problem is I don't know that you're going to be able to dump a 5,000 code plug into a 2,500. So you're going to be doing a lot of drag and dropping anyhow. So don't worry too much about getting this particular archive right, because this one ain't going to go into your radio.
Yeah, okay. Well, I see you can export and import things like the personalities and the zones and scan lists and all that, so I'm wondering if they'll come over okay. I mean, set up the rest of the stuff for you, specific for the radio, but then just import those. Have you ever done that?